You're listening to Van Sounds. I'm Phil Corbett. This is the second part of a three-part audio journal from Peru. I mentioned in the last episode that I had a job offer from an American radio show to find some shortwave radio stations in the Andes, and my first assignment was in a small jungle city called Quillabamba. Quillabamba is pretty close to Machu Picchu, but the only road in is from a small ancient town called Ollantaytambo. So my friend Kent and I took a bus from there.
Death bus.
We careened through the mountains on a bus too big for careening. We had left Ollantaytambo on a sour note, the hostel owner claiming we shorted him on money. But I think we worked it out, and immediately hopped on the biggest bus I had ever seen as the pavement started to darken with rain. There were 20 too many people on board, so the driver closed the door separating the passenger and the driver's compartments, leaving us in the latter, against the dashboard at the base of a glass wall with two other people. One, a sort of co-pilot. The novelty wore off about an hour in as the amount of highway death shrines drastically increased, along with the number of dogs we almost killed and the landslides we carelessly swerved around. Visibility dropped to zero as the turns tightened toward the top. But the driver gave no fucks, using both hands to unwrap a candy bar. Every now and then the bus would stop in the middle of the road between a sheer cliff and a wet rocky mountain. And from the back of the bus, an Andean woman would emerge in traditional Peruvian garb, and she would grab her 50-pound bag of corn or potatoes, and the bus would pull away as she disappeared into the fog. We finally reached the top, foolishly expecting reprieve. But all that meant was that the next 3 hours, unlike the last three, would be downhill, and therefore, much faster, and with more rain. As we began our descent, we started crossing patches of road where small waterfalls had formed. The streams quickly gave way to full-blown rivers, rushing from the mountain's small-scale alluvial fan on the right to a sheer muddy cliff on the left. Still, the bus drove straight through as if the concept of vehicular manslaughter was a mere fabrication. Kent and I white-knuckled for 3 hours before we reached a landslide slightly too big to drive around. We hopped out and spoke with the emergency crews that were parked on either side. "Stop being wimps," they scoffed. "Drive around." And the driver did, while four of the people up front, including us, tried to move boulders from the path, failing in all attempts but to coat our shoes with quicksand. We didn't make it to Quillabamba that night, and instead had to get off in Santa Maria, to a swarm of piranha salesmen, our backpacks and confused faces a wad of bloody meat dropped into their starved Amazonian pond. We turned around as the bus faded into the night, and in a moment of bad judgment we followed a man toward an imaginary hostel that was actually a dark alley. With luck, we decided to run, and made it to a big cement room of a restaurant and sweated, insisting on hatred, giving in to homesickness, and bent on persuading ourselves we didn't belong in this place. And it sure as hell felt right, but that was a can of worms to unpack later. Inside the restaurant, we talked to the owner and her daughter. The old woman asked if we were single, to which Kent replied about a gal I had been hanging out with on the Inca Trail. Turns out that this comment put me out of the running, and the old woman with mean things to say about Argentina split, and left her nice but incredibly young daughter to Kent as he reluctantly played along. She had a smooth game kicking off the courting with acrosticas, or acrostics, which opened her up to pen a page-long love poem to Kent as he sat nervously laughing. No, he handled it well, but we still needed a place to sleep, and we knew that the outside was a patch of waters too dangerous. Kent inquired about a line of doors in the shabby courtyard behind the dining room full of patio furniture, and they offered a moldy, lockless room for $13, and we took it, shedding the mud from our boots at the base of a blood-stained wall. I slept surprisingly well, and in the morning, we made it to Kiabamba, alive, unrobbed, and with Kent not forced into marriage. My assignment was to do a profile on Radio Kiabamba, a station run by an order of Catholic priests.
Summer in the jungle, rainy nights in
Kiabamba.
Clear transmission.
Comerciales en Radio Quillabamba y, como siempre, nos caracteriza en esto.
Bueno, yo soy periodista Roberto Salas.
My name is Roberto Salas. I am from Quillabamba, where I work in both television and radio journalism. We are home to one of the big social organizations, the Provincial Agrarian Federation for the districts of Yanatile and Lares. It's an organization that represents the entire agricultural sector, specifically those that produce coffee, cacao, and coca. One of the Federation's big goals, in particular, is the defense of the cultivation of the coca leaf.
We came to South America with the idea that we'd just figure it out. We justified not planning because we thought planning would put us in the same boat as all the other tourists. But it was actually the opposite. It left us to do what everybody else did, because falling back on the beaten path was easy. Lima to Cusco, Cusco to Machu Picchu, possibly Puno, Arequipa, one of the desert beach towns south of Lima on the way back. And that was the route. That was everybody's route. And Kiabamba was just far enough away that we clutched onto it, death bus and all, to prove that we weren't just other tourists hitting the tourist spots. But in reality, we were, and we did. Van Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett. I'd like to give a huge thank you to Anton Enger for doing the translation for Roberto Salas, and also for being the incredibly rad artist behind Van Sounds' opening song, Church, by Porter. His project, of course, is Porter, and you can check them out online. Also in this episode, Hold This Moment by Hungry Cloud Darkening, a song that was blasting from a bell tower in Cusco and recorded on location, and then finally this song, Bite My Tongue, by Filardo and Dradia. Every single one of those songs is from a record label called Holy Page Records, which you can check out at holypage.org. And lastly, a shout out to the radio show I was doing work for in Kiabamba, which is called Shortwaveology, which you can find at shortwaveology.net. My personal favorite episode is Atención 6-7-3-7-0, The Mystery of Shortwave Number Stations. You can, of course, find Van Sounds on iTunes, PRX, Twitter, and Facebook, or at our minimalist website, vansounds.org. Thanks for listening. Never thought I'd change.